In eastern Paris, next to the banks of the River Seine, the Institut du Monde Arabe, the Arabic Cultural Institute. On a summer evening, you stand in front of this tall, modern, towering building in Paris, and you see the River Seine in front of you. Listen. Can you hear strands of music? You cross the road to the pavement opposite. You walk down a path beside the trees and come to the riverbank. You've just discovered one of Paris's best open-air night spots, the Saint Bernard Quays in western Paris, were a famous bathing spot till the 18th century. Today, on the quay are four arenas, four miniature Greek theatres, side by side with the river as a backdrop. At the first arena, hundreds of people sit on the steps, looking down at the stage where a DJ is busy letting music into the night air. Around 100 couples swirl on the stage, dancing the salsa. It is dark, and the space is lit with strong yellow lights. There is a gentle summer breeze. In the background, the majestic River Seine. The lights on the Seine's bridges reflect and glitter on the water. In summer, there are free dance lessons for everybody here. And then the party gets going so you can practice what you learned.
I'm Ivan, known as Coco. Been coming here for 21 years now. We're like the pioneers of this place, see? You come here, you gotta dance. You don't know how to dance? You end up dancing anyway. Your body doesn't move? Your toes move by themselves, see? Very friendly ambience here. Always been that way. Everybody happy. We're here to take care of everyone's well-being. And ours too. Et pour nous-mêmes aussi.
We move on from the first arena and come to the second. Look, here they dance the tango. Couples, young and old, happy and sad, drag their feet to the distinctive style of the tango accordion. The tango, it is said, was born in the 18th century in Buenos Aires. A mixture of European and African rhythms of the time. Somehow, looking at the couples dancing the tango next to the Seine, one is transported to 18th century Buenos Aires. Around the arenas, scores of people sit and watch. They prefer picnicking rather than dancing.
I'm Anders. I am from California in the United States. I feel very lucky to be experiencing more of a Parisian kind of lifestyle and being able to be by the river in the summer. With the nightlife. I'm not much of a dancer myself, but I really like being in that environment and feeling the kind of energy that people have around me. So I love that.
Moving on, after the salsa and the tango, the third scene has a DJ belting out popular music.
I got my mojo show. And I'm gonna try it on you. Oh yeah.
This is a special place. It's magic to be able to dance like this in Paris, to meet all sorts of people next to the Seine in summer. It's fantastic.
Finally, we come to the fourth arena. Here there is a live group playing something you would never imagine. Celtic music. The French Celtic culture and music comes from the famous region of Brittany. The people from Brittany, or the Bretons, proudly uphold their ancient traditions and cultures. As we were looking at the other dances, more and more people have filled the salsa stage. There are at least 400 to 500 people here now. Let's talk to some of them.
I was walking along with my friend here, a quiet promenade in Paris. Suddenly, we came across this place with lots of people, and we just joined in. And here we are at a dance lesson. Personally, I didn't learn to dance very well. I want to dance like the others here. The way they dance, it's just fabulous.
Long live summer, long live good times, and long live dancing. Here you learn a lot. You got all sorts of dancers, beginners, professional dancers. There's everybody, and we're all learning. Look at the steps I learned. What do you think? Not bad, huh?
I'm a beginner, and the contact with the people here, learning, laughing, talking, it's really great, and I'd recommend this to everyone, with all these nice, handsome boys to dance with. It's really great.
The people have such great energy. We're all here together, from different cultures, and the dance brings us all together.
It is getting late now. As summer draws to a close, our Parisian summer series comes to an end. We've been to see cinema in the park. We've listened to jazz amidst trees and lakes and birds. We've been to the beach in central Paris. And we've taken a cruise by the Seine. We will thus say goodnight to all the merrymakers and hope that the summer sunshine in Paris stays on as long as it can.